This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Buddy, oh, you look fantastic. Let's welcome tonight's guest, the closed captioning guy hates her because she can't keep up. Host of the True Crime Podcast on Fox, Emily Campagno. Unlike the New York Times, the headlines he writes are intentionally funny. Editor of the Babylon Bee, Kyle Mann. She's like day-old pizza, ice cold and found under your bed. Fox News contributor, Kat Tim. And his shoes double as homeless shelters. My massive sidekick in the NWA World Heavyweight Champion, Tyrus. Thank you. Oh, stop it. Shut up! When you stop a criminal with a stick, the results will make you sick. The California 7-Eleven workers who bravely defended themselves and their store from a shoplifting suspect are now being investigated by police for assault. I know. I know. Let's get them. Yeah! I always wanted to do that. Let's get them, boys. Yeah! But I don't have anybody to get. So in case you missed the tape of what happened, let's walk down memory lane.
Nothing you can do, though. There's nothing you can do, man. Tell you stop police.
Stop playing.
No. Ain't nothing you can do, man, until police come in.
Move. Watch out, mama.
Hey, don't. Hey.
Watch out, boss.
Ain't nothing you can do, man.
Watch out,
don't do that. Watch don't do that, man.
Boss.
Don't do that.
That went on for 4 days. So now the cops are investigating the good guys here. Everything in California is backwards. That's why Gavin Newsom talks out of his ass. They could face charges if the DA sides with the suspect who allegedly robbed them twice before. And I don't have high hopes because in California, DA stands for dumbass. And in this latest attack, the thug actually threatened to shoot them if they interfered. That's when the clerks announced they were having a sale on cans of whoop-ass. Yet the media argues for the clerks that they have to be locked up. The Modesto Bee writes, thrashing the guy with a big rod viciously and repeatedly is not a lawful response. Street justice may be popular in movies or among frustrated citizens, but it has no place in a society governed by the rule of law. Wait. A society governed by the rule of law. If we had that, store owners wouldn't have had to reenact Gladiator behind the Slurpee machine. Meanwhile, do you see all the rule of law happening in NYC? Friday afternoon, a 21-year-old live streamer named Kai Sinet started a riot when he told followers he was giving away free PlayStations at Union Square. And by free, he probably means stolen. But usually, to start a riot in New York City, all you have to do is threaten to make people urinate indoors. So thousands of young people descended like pigeons picking crumbs from Joy Behar's beard. Chaos ensued. At least 7 injured, 66 arrested, and Kai was charged with inciting to riot an unlawful assembly. Cops finally got them to disperse by handing out free copies of Brian Kilmeade's new book. Tyrus, look, you look at this. What's gone wrong?
I told you.
What? You predicted this.
I said this would happen.
Yeah.
Because the message from the elite lawmakers is they don't want anyone not to cooperate with how things are going to go. Him going in there and wiping out their store with their cigarettes, they're fine with that. Mm. What they're not fine with is what is them doing what they did, which I have no problem with what they did, mm-hmm. sending a message to other store owners. The only way we're going to protect ourselves is by protecting ourselves. Mm-hmm. Because their argument is it's not the way to go in the lawful. Do you think that was their choice? Do you think that was the choice of the store owners, that he had been queuing up that stick for weeks, waiting for the right guy to come in who kept flashing a gun, that, or at least what appeared to be a gun from his back pocket?
Right.
The only thing worse than that was the guy who was doing the videoing. He also changed his tune when he got in front of the camera, how, like, he thought it was excessive. He thought it was this. Well, hey, Johnson, while you were watching all that, you could have gotten and helped restrain the guy until the police came. You were, if anything, looked like you were part of it because you were trying to help the guy escape.
Right, exactly. Get me a swisher.
But no one's talking about him. They're going after the poor bastards trying to defend their store.
This brings up an interesting point, Kyle, that when you look at these two different, I don't know, crime scenes, they will say, the law enforcement will say, that the 7-Eleven guy had a choice, and they'll say the kids in Union Square didn't have a choice. Mm. When, in fact, we know everybody in Union Square has a choice to riot or not riot. What do you make of this situation?
Yeah, that's you got a very bigoted talking point there. These people are very oppressed that are going out for the free PS5s.
Yes.
So I'm very offended by, I like the beating with the stick approach. You know, I think more managers and stores, like if the Cinnabon managers had this policy available for anybody that wears a non-approved.
It could be an edible stick.
Yeah.
It could be called the
one just about was.
Yeah, it was. Every orifice, the Cinestick.
Cinestick, copyright, Greg Gutfeld.
Yes, exactly.
We'll sell it to him.
Caked in sugar.
Yeah.
We think it's sugar. Kat, as an influencer, have you ever thought about having flash mob where you give away free appliances?
I'm actually a little worried about the charges because I say, let's go a lot.
Yes.
What if I get charged with inciting a riot?
Yeah.
The thing is nobody ever really has that reaction to me. I don't know. This was crazy to watch. It was insane to watch from the comfort of my couch.
Yeah.
But I think that when we talk about this, going back to the 7-Eleven thing, very rarely do we hear people mention the fact that he actually was threatening to shoot them.
Yeah.
Which, to me, that's like a very key part of the story.
Yeah. He was constantly moving his hand back there. He was basically telling him, you better not do anything, I'm going to blow you away.
That's the point.
Yeah.
Not to cut you off, Kat. That's what they're trying to make people not fight back.
Yeah, they're like, did you like this guy getting beat up? Or did you not like this guy? It's like, well, it's pretty key that maybe they thought they might get shot if they didn't.
Yeah. Emily, again, you're the lawyer here. Hasn't really helped you in other stories. What is going on with these store clerks? What's going to happen to them? What's your brain say?
Yeah, I mean, you hit the nail on the head. That threatening to shoot someone or putting them in sustained fear, that's a wobbler in California, so it can be prosecuted as a felony. So it means that the state of California takes it so seriously enough, that they would put you in jail in a year. And somehow that's lost on the Modesto B editorial board, who, to your point, says law and order demands that they follow the rules. What rules? Mm-hmm. Watch and sit idly by while this guy just helps himself to thousands of dollars worth of merchandise that they then have to pay for. Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, I think that the characterization of this as a vicious beating, I think, is a joke. Michael Fay got it way worse mm-hmm. than this guy. A couple, Kate, remember him in Singapore?
Yeah.
He got caned for vandalism.
For bubble gum or something.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that these guys did what we all wish would happen all the time. Because the problem is here, it's easy for the Modesto Bee to make an example of them. But what we need is an example of this being splashed across the front page as deterrence for all the criminals, because they're not going to see any jail time. They don't see it here in New York. Yeah. And if it was in New York, he probably would have had a gun and he would have shot them.
Yeah,
that's the tragedy.
Modesto B, more like Modesto Bitch.
BS.
Yeah. I like mine more.
Okay, fine.
Way to ruin mine. You should have just let me go instead of jumping on it like
sorry,
that.
Sorry, dang it.
Okay. Up next, Kamala's disapproval is blamed on race and Trump speaks out about his case. All right, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Mock it and move on.
Time for Mock It and Move On. First up, the DOJ, or Dodge, wants to restrict what Trump and his legal team can publicly share about his criminal case after the former prez shared a Truth Social post. Quote, if you go after me, I'm coming after you. Tyrus, they claim he's citing revenge, but wasn't he just saying, you impeach me, I'm going to impeach you?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the big deal?
Oh, no, stand up for yourselves against the law, Greg.
Yeah, that's true.
Can't do that anymore.
That's true.
Those days are over. Yeah, no, God forbid that he would want to fight back. I mean, they're only hitting him with everything in the kitchen sink. The only thing they haven't charged him for is the murder of Bigfoot.
Yes.
Bigfoot's been in hiding for the last century because of the Trump family and their constant effort to wipe out the Bigfoot as a species.
They claim that the Trump steaks were made from the Loch Ness Monster.
I believe that is true. Let's indict him on it and figure it out as we go.
Yeah. Let's just charge him.
Yep.
Kat, is this another attack on free speech? And should we take out in the streets and riot?
I'm tired. No rioting. I also just think, I don't see that happening.
Yeah.
People have tried to, you know, limit him from making certain comments about certain things. He doesn't seem to. I'm also kind of surprised because wouldn't they maybe want him to keep talking about it?
Right.
Because he talks about it. He's not always the nicest guy when he talks about this stuff. And then people get to go, oh, my God, I can't believe he said that. So, I mean, it's just like, how many years have we been doing this now?
Yeah, it's amazing. We keep repeating the same story and over again, Kyle. What's the deal? Like, he's going to keep talking no matter what.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I would definitely take to the streets and riot if Trump were giving away free PS5s.
Yes.
Yeah. That's probably the only time I'd go riot. But yeah, for the free PS5. I wonder, is his caps lock key stuck? Because I think someone needs to help him out with that. Every time I see his...
He's the only one who knows how to do cap locks.
It's an art form.
I usually just delete everything. But people at home, when you cap lock me, I delete it. So everything, even if you said help, I'm trapped. Call, like if you're in caps.
It's aggressive.
Yeah,
it's aggressive.
Like, yeah, it's aggressive. What did you say? I'm trapped in this burning place. Send help. A, why are you emailing me? Because I don't even know you. B,
email.
Lowercase, I might call the ambulance. Emily?
Emailing.
I don't even know what I was asking you. What do you make? I don't know. Just answer what's in your head.
Yeah, I think the transparency is so exhausting.
Yeah.
And the fact that it has such dire consequences sort of takes all the laughter out of it. Mm-hmm. So we are essentially seeing someone who, it's the real life version of what you said earlier, you know, let's get him, boys. Like, we're seeing the Beauty and the Beast scene play out where they are at all costs, at all extents, for zero reason. They just want to take this beast down. They want to muzzle him. Let's take him off Twitter, but let's let the Al-Qaeda leader, let's let him be on, mm-hmm. right? Let's prosecute him for sneezing, but let's not prosecute someone who's sold, you know, influence peddling.
That's a terrible opinion, Emily. Why would you have that opinion?
What do you mean? No.
I'm pretending that was your opinion.
No. And also, in addition to the fact that they're now limiting his literally First Amendment speech, but it's also intertwined with his campaign candidacy and the strategy. So I don't know how they expect him to extricate all of these comments.
Yeah.
Like, the whole point is they want this beast, you know, they want this takedown to happen no matter what, but it's unfortunately at such an expense. But bravo to him, because he will never let it happen.
All right.
I just wanted to interject that you said Twitter, and it's called X.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So it identifies as X now, and you just dead-named it.
The platform formerly known as Twitter.
Thank you. I appreciate
now
it.
Now X.
There you go. You probably make it with the ladies, don't you?
I do, yeah. One of them.
Next, U.S. women's soccer team. They actually have one. What? Have them out. Take them out. The soccer team was eliminated from the World Cup on Sunday after their wokest star, Megan Rapinoe, blew a penalty kick and then laughed about it. Watch. Rapinoe right foots it over the bar.
I mean, this is like a sick joke. For me personally, I'm just like, this is dark comedy. I missed a penalty.
Then Trump mocked her on Truth Social, saying, nice shot, Megan. The USA is going to hell. Oh, MAGA. Do you know what's amazing, Kat, is that you got to give her credit for making women's soccer even less popular. Like, it was almost at the bottom, but she found a new bottom. Don't say anything, Emily.
No, I actually think what she did that was so impressive is I didn't obviously watch a single second of this game.
Yes.
Along with most people, I think. But just looking at Twitter, she actually managed to make conservatives root against the USA for something.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
I literally never thought I would see that.
Yeah. No, it was amazing. It is.
Their hatred of her was more than their patriotism of everything.
And it sucks, Kyle, because she was such a great role model for kids.
It's true. Yeah. I actually got the same haircut as her.
Yeah.
Like, in honor.
Yeah.
But, I mean, she is a hero. She ended us having to pretend to care about soccer for a while. So
I actually started caring about soccer because of her.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And now she's going to be replaced by a dude. Right? Isn't that fitting, Emily?
Yeah, it is.
Because remember, she said guys should be able to play. So, all right. That's right. Maybe dudes should. A dude would have scored. A sexist would say.
Totally. That's what those of us Huskies call cooging it. She cooged it. She cooged the kick, which is just like such a joke. Like we were saying before, that's a non-athlete kick. I don't know where it came from. But it's just desserts for someone that, while representing Team USA, hated vocally everything about the United States. We've talked before that, you know, the Afghan women's team had to be airlifted out because they are not allowed to play sports. Mm. It is a luxury for this person to play a sport for a living, and it is an honor to represent Team USA. So good luck on the way home.
I knew there was something about the Taliban I liked.
So
a sexist
dude
would say part two.
I can't even.
Tyrus, last word on, do you think she's got a career after this being?
No. I mean, she's going to run out. It depends who's paying. I mean, it depends what flag is cutting her a check. Mm-hmm. We've seen that with her. But let's not take everything out of it. You choked at the highest level at the worst time, and you single-handedly eliminated your team. And all you could do was laugh.
Yeah.
And it was a dark joke. No, you're the dark joke.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe you should have went to practice instead of running your mouth on TV and social media all the time.
Yeah. All right.
I think she has a career after this.
What?
I think her and Meghan Markle are going to do a podcast.
Oh.
It's going to be called We're Meghan and We're Sad.
Meghans. The Meghans.
The Meghans.
Yeah. Is there any Meghans that are good?
All the ones watching that are going to be mad that you said that.
Yeah, there's a lot of great. Megan Albano, our Vibe producer. Yeah, she's not bad.
She's amazing.
All right, you got a job. Don't worry about it. We're out of time. Thanks, Emily Cabano, Carl Mann, that's it. Tyrus, studio audits. Next, I'm Craig Kaplan. Love you, Mecca.
Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.